The Emperor Waltz by Philip Hensher. Read by Sandra Duncan, Hugh Ross, Anna Bentinck, Penelope Rawlins, and Philip Hensher.
Book 1, 1922, Chapter 1. "You will have brought your own towels and bed linen," Frau Schabatsky said, in her lowered, attractive, half-humming voice. "As I instructed, as I suggested, Herr Vogt, in my telegram. Other things I can supply, should you not have them for the moment. Soap, should you wish to wash yourself before tea, of which we shall partake in the drawing-room in half an hour. Should you wish for hot water, Maria will supply you with some, if you ask her, on this occasion, since you have just arrived and had a tiring journey. I know all about trains, their effects on the traveller." She turned, smiling graciously, making a generous but unspecific wave of the hand. "Shaving soap," she carried on, continuing across the hall, "I can stretch to. My husband and boys, my two boys, were killed in the war, and I have their things, their possessions and bathroom necessities, which I have no undue sentimental attachment to. If you do not feel ghoulish at the prospect of shaving with the soap of a dead man, or three dead men, rather, it is better in these days that things should be used and not preserved. We have all lost too much to retain the conventions of our fathers. Don't you agree, Herr Vogt?" "That is very kind of you," the young man said. "But I only need soap to wash after my journey. Thank you so much." He had the appearance of someone who needed to shave once weekly, and perhaps had not started to shave at all. Too young to have known the war at first hand, blonde and fresh-faced, his eyes wide open, eager to please. Slight.